The union that represents Canada's 21,000 actors and performers is, to borrow a line from Paddy Chayefsky's film Network, mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. The Alliance of Canadian Radio and Television Performers, known as ACTRA, says that private broadcasters in English Canada are not living up to their promise to make original Canadian scripted television dramas. And it believes the government body that's supposed to be making sure the broadcasters live up to those commitments, the CRTC, is failing at the job of being a cultural watchdog. And so ACTRA has mobilized, casting its biggest stars in the role of political lobbyists. According to Richard Hardacre, ACTRA's national president, the problem goes back to 1999 when private broadcasters convinced the CRTC that they didn't need regulations to ensure they'd produce original scripted programs. They would do it on their own. According to ACTRA, that decision has plunged the Canadian industry into a situation that is dire.
We've seen a massive deterioration, a free fall of Canadian programming on television because the regulations softened in 1999. And we have a disaster on our hands. The Canadian industry now is almost completely dependent on foreign production coming to this country, which we would never want to discourage. Performers and writers and actors and directors want to work, but we want to work on our culture. So we need these regulations to be addressed. And the licenses of the broadcasters are up for renewal by the end of 2008. So it's time.
One of the biggest stars to step up to the podium on behalf of ACTRA is Eric Peterson. Over his long career, he's been involved with several television hits like Street Legal and Corner Gas. Peterson says ACTRA has no argument when broadcasters talk about costs and the need to make profits, but he says that doesn't excuse them from doing what they should be doing in terms of promoting Canadian culture.
Yeah, it is a business, but you're supposed to make a business with this requirement. The licenses that you're buying belong to the Canadian people, and you have an obligation not only to your business, but you have an obligation to the people that are actually whose airwaves you're using. And it's been clearly laid out how that obligation should be met. And there's the CRTC, which is supposed to be regulating that. And that's another thing that the CRTC is. It's not only the actress talking to the broadcaster and trying to say, look, you got to do better than this, as far as Canadian production goes. And it's saying to the CRTC, look, you've got to start doing your job.
ACTRA says the results of this drop in original production have been devastating, and not just to actors, but to technicians and other trades that work in television and film production who are now out of work. ACTRA wants the government to turn back the clock and tighten regulations to mandate a certain percentage of scripted dramatic production a week. ACTRA has proposed a solution that they feel is doable. The union isn't suggesting that broadcasters give up their international programming, but rather that they be required to funnel more of their advertising profits back into making original scripted Canadian shows. Richard Hardacre.
I don't expect any broadcaster to lose its shirt, or I wouldn't ask them to give up all their programming and have, you know, wall-to-wall Canadian programming that might not make enough money to sell enough advertising to keep their employees working. No. We're asking for, jointly with all of our coalition of other unions, we're asking for a minimum content and a minimum expenditure that can create, we say, how about 2 hours a week of scripted dramatic work in prime time? 2 hours out of 28 on each network. We know they could do it if they spent 7% of their advertising revenue.
For ACTRA, the issue isn't only about jobs. In this globalized media world, it's also about culture. Julie Stewart spent 6 seasons as the star of the Canadian hit drama Cold Squad. She was a big enough star to have gone to Hollywood to continue her career, but she wanted to stay and work in Canada. And that's another part of the equation for many in Canada's acting community. They want to be part of developing a distinctly Canadian film and television industry. Stewart is worried about what she feels is the complacency with which we're watching while our culture is being hijacked by American product.
A lot of people don't understand that it's happening. The government does understand that it's happening and they could do something about it, but they're not. And so I'm scared because what I see happening and what we all see happening is this slow erosion of our identity, our understanding of our culture. I don't know why it's not more important to people, and that scares me. There's that classic phrase, you don't know what you got until it's gone, and I don't think people realize that it's happening. It's like a frog being boiled to death in the pot, not knowing when to jump out. It's just happening so slowly and so incrementally I don't think people realize what we're losing.
The CRTC will be reviewing the regulations for private broadcasters at the end of 2008. And until then, expect to see Canada's biggest acting stars stepping onto the political stage. Karen Gordon, CBC News, Toronto.